Body, making her nice and hot and wet, and he decides to take his tongue down to her pussy, her zone, her joyride, her, you name it, girls and guys, there's a name for it.
That's so true. I've also heard of the name hot box. You go to her hot box.
Yeah. I heard the hot box, which is, I like the hot box. Well, in my case, guys and girls, this is why my name is Juicy. So, now the discussion is, now we're going to open up to our next show, but this is just to get a review of what the licky licky is, and some guys do not do the licky licky. Why? Is that fair?
I think it's so unfair. Like, women or females are, or anybody, if you're in a relationship, 95% of the male population expect their partner to go down on them and start sucking away like it's a lollipop or an icy that they're eating, yet there's such a freaking protest for them to go down and start licking.
You want to hear even what's weirder than that? There are men who eat raw fish, raw sushi. They eat octopus.
Gross.
Or that kind of seafood that you could practically eat raw and you won't go down on pussy? There's something wrong with you guys.
And that's a miss, what is it called? Misunderstanding? Where most men relate the smell of pussy to fish. Nowhere near, at least I know not mine.
That is so true. It's been known for many years that guys refer to pussy as being fish, so they won't eat it. But that's
some rotten pussy they down on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie, because I've been with girls, and it sort of made me kind of nervous, but for a second it did, but then, you know, when she's like, if a girl's doing it, girl, you're doing it, so you can get it done. It's that simple. It's just that simple. But the fish term came way back in the 70s, where men who were not open to the idea were the ones flying that name around. It came way back from the 70s, from the men that don't do it.
Okay.
That's why it came from there. And I'm sorry, if a guy refers to it smelling like fish, females, you're doing something wrong.
Or you ain't doing something to it to make it smell better.
Hello? I mean, it's simple. It's called soap and water.
Soap and water?
It's called soap and water. Now there's all these other things to prep it up and make it all yummy. And there was another thing I learned about making the pussy really sweet. So we will discuss that on our next show.
Exactly. Also, there are women that I would like to discuss as well next week who just are totally, totally against their men.
Oh, yes. Always very done. Good.
They find it totally offensive. They feel violated. I mean, it's like a whole, like, you raped me type thing. They feel.
That's
I find it, but at the same token, you have to look at it in the aspect of, What if that was you? What if they were making you do something that you don't like? So that's something, you know, that I think
is strange. Let me change how you said. Some women don't like it, don't want it done to them, and they find out a way of being violated. There are men out there who grab your head and push
the shit out of
your head and shove it down that crotch, forcing you to get them head.
Yeah.
So you gotta tell me that's a serious violation.
Yeah, and you're there, and they expect that while you're there, they grab your head and they push it down, and you start, and they're like, what's wrong?
And it's like, they don't care. They love the fact that you're gagging on it.
It's like,
and there's also,
I'm gonna cut that out.
There's also a term that I've heard from some guy that called going down, going swimming.
Okay.
I'm going swimming.
Yeah,
and
I heard motor thing.
One, and another term was referred to as I'm putting on my scuba gear. Okay. When I heard that from a guy, I paused for a second, and I said, what? And a face and gesture was made. I was like, oh. Why you gotta call it that? I mean, well, okay, put it in your scuba gear. Okay, so in other times, put it in your scuba gear so you don't drown. That's fair.
Okay.
Like I said, my name is Juicy, and I do not hold back my juices. I let it flow. I let my juices flow. So, hey, if going down on me referred to putting on a scuba gear, by all means, it was done.
All right, people. Well, at least for next week, you know what to expect. So,
and we're going to discuss the pros and cons of, and men, please. There is lots of ways to learn. Watch some porn. You know, pick up some, you know. I mean, there's so many fun ways to get it done, guys. You know? I mean, come on. Come on, guys. Come on. Yeah, girls are
okay,
guys. Okay.
Because if we keep going, we'll keep going.
Very true, very true. So do you want to introduce the people to our site?
Come and visit our website, thetotallysexshow.podomatic.com. You can also email us at thetotallysexshow@gmail.com. Hope to hear from you guys.
Same here. Signing off. You guys have a blessed and juicy day. Bye, guys. No juice, no juice.